Strachan, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, is set to take over right now. I'm Alex Jones, your host. In 1 hour, the War Room, Harrison Smith takes over. All the latest news and developments, be sure and share that. It's an info war. But Matt, 35,000-foot view, 100,000-foot view. What's happening? Everything we predicted, Strait of Hormuz, Iran, the economy, Massey, in general, where are we right now, Matt, and what's coming up?
I'm going to talk about all that, but, you know, I was listening, and the caller before last was talking about, is Trump blackmailed? You know, what explains this transformation? Since I'm one with you, and you're in, you know, Austin, Texas, I've been rereading this lately. I have the paperback. This is a Texan from the 1870-1879, 9 years among the Indians, by Herman Lehman, captured by Apaches, right? They knew, this book right here, they knew, the Comanches and Apaches, that if they captured, they did, before the word Stockholm Syndrome was ever a thing, they knew that if they captured boys, they could, even if they boys had seen their parents killed, they could completely bring them over and they'd become, in their mind, Comanches or Apaches. This happened over and over again. Another great book, published in Austin, Texas in 1889. This is like a reprint. Indian Depredations in Texas. So this is like a collection of all kind of essays and you know, short books, because the people then thought, nobody in the future is going to believe this. If we don't write this down, they'll never believe it. So this is 1889, stories of what was going on in Texas. And my point is, people used to be very tough. But they even knew then that if somebody was captured, their mind could be Stockholm Syndrome completely over.
So John Wayne made a movie about little girls being captured.
The Searchers.
Yeah.
Great movie. And that shows that Texas spirit that, you know, that they're not going to run us out, no matter if they got if the next settlers are going to plant on top of our bones, they're never going to run us out. And another great movie, maybe even better, that's not well known, is a Burt Lancaster movie called Ulzana's Raid. Also covers that. But I think that when people are maybe Trump, it began as being blackmailed, or not necessarily even him being blackmailed, but he spoke about, you know, his friends Howard and other people would be ruined by this. The human mind rationalizes. You can't go through life saying,
no, he's becoming, yeah, an Israeli. He said, I'm going to be the next Israeli prime minister today.
So you instead of saying, I'm blackmailed and I'm under duress, the human mind finds a way to say, no, I'm not being blackmailed. I chose this. You know, these kids that were kidnapped primarily by Comanches and Apaches, most in Texas, in the 1870s, 1880s, until the reservation really came in, these kids would be like, quote-unquote, rescued. They would escape back to the Comanches. They were so, in their mind, brainwashed. They would have to basically do that, what do they used to call that, the deprogramming?
Yes.
Like for Moonies or other cult members.
It's the same thing with the left. They're literally under Stockholm Syndrome.
Totally under Stockholm Syndrome. And to the point where white boys are scalping American white settlers along with Comanches and Apaches. They're in their mind. So if Trump began by being, you know, and it's not blackmail, like somebody comes in and says, if you don't do this, we're going to do this. It's much more subtle.
Oh, we're going to protect you, sir. Process. When they planted child porn on us, we suppose it was them. They go, we want to help you. Let's be friends now. And I knew right what it was.
Yeah. But over time, over a period of years, the human mind rationalizes, they're not making me do it. I'm actually the king of the Israelis. You know, I've mastered them. They didn't bring me to doing this. I'm bringing them to do this. Because the mind doesn't want to snap. It doesn't want to go crazy and say, I can't handle the cognitive dissonance. The mind wants
You've hit
to
on
adapt.
Something key here, Matt Bracken. Explain this when we come back. You've got the floor. Then the War Room in 55 minutes with Harrison Smith. Stay with us and share the feeds. You're the Paul Revere.